Well, good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Shoshana Schmidt, Communications and Program Manager at Braveheart Volunteers. Good morning, Shoshana.
Good morning.
And Summer Dunn, an audiologist at Search. Welcome, Summer.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you two are here to talk about the second to final talk at Braveheart Volunteers on how the senses or how dementia impacts the senses. That's coming up this afternoon. Yes. And the topic today is hearing loss and how that is impacted by or impacts the experience of dementia. Well, let's start with speaking with Summer. As an audiologist, what's your approach to dealing with hearing loss with dementia patients? What's your perspective?
You know, hearing loss is becoming more prevalent in the age population. And when you have hearing loss, you have an increased risk for dementia. So it's really important to be informed about how that can affect your loved one and how that affects family members as well.
So is hearing loss necessarily directly correlated to dementia, or is it an aspect of aging that impacts the experience of dementia, makes it more maybe challenging?
It makes it more challenging, but there is a positive correlation between increased hearing loss and the risk for dementia.
Well, that's interesting. Are you able to elaborate on that any further and explain the connection?
Essentially, due to sensory, you know, deprivation and lack of sensory input, those factors decrease cognition. So one of those aspects can be dementia and an increased risk. So not receiving input from the auditory system can cause increase your risk for dementia, essentially.
So addressing hearing loss in a loved one probably is a good idea in that it can increase the quality of life of the individual experiencing dementia and the caregivers, but might also address dementia itself?
Right. I think it can definitely improve quality of life. There's not specific research stating that if, for example, you got hearing aids that prevents dementia, but it's important to know about how, you know, dementia can affect the senses, obviously, or and, you know, the more sensory systems involved, the more difficult it is to compensate. And definitely hearing would be one of those.
Well, what are some of the quality of life implications that go along with hearing loss?
Quality of life, when hearing loss is often linked to depression, social isolation, fatigue, stress, things like that.
And what are some of the red flags for caregivers that make them say, oh, well, I think I need to take my loved one to see you?
Well, there's a lot of different factors. If you notice your loved one is increasingly withdrawing from social activities, one of the big red flags is people who have hearing loss, especially as they age, they have difficulty understanding speech and background noise. So if there's any competing noise, like there's a lot of family members talking or more than two people at a time, or the TV is on in the background, it can make it difficult for them to understand speech. Also, you'll notice certain things, like they're turning the TV volume up louder than is comfortable to you or to others. And also, they could be relying more on gestures or reading facial cues, lip reading for communication.
Well, I can see how it could be frustrating for caregivers and also for the individual experiencing dementia. I see how it might also be dangerous.
It can be. As far as, you know, there's important to have environmental awareness. You know, it depends on if it's an at-home situation or not. But, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to assist your loved one, and different communication strategies you can employ that would improve the communication experience for both of you.
Will you be talking about any of those strategies at the Braveheart Luncheon?
Absolutely. Today at the luncheon, we're going to go a little bit more into, you know, communication strategies and then also treatment options such as hearing aids and things like that.
Can you fill us in on any of those strategies
now? Sure, yeah. Some of the strategies, I think the biggest one is to be informed about hearing loss. You know, it's important to know what to expect and to be aware of the impact of hearing loss on your loved one. So other things that you could do is make sure that you try to reduce background noise as much as possible in the home situation. So try not to, you know, talk to your loved one when the TV is going blaring in the background, or if you're talking to them from the other room, and realistically, you know, they're not going to hear everything that you say, even if you had normal hearing. So hearing loss, you know, can make that even more difficult. Also, you know, do not exaggerate speech. If you talk really loud or you exaggerate speech, that can often actually make it more difficult to understand. Other thing is, obviously, you need to face the person. Usually get their attention first. That way the person is ready and knows that you're getting ready to speak to them. And the biggest thing is really, you know, try and be patient. It is frustrating sometimes for both parties, but it's important to recognize the challenge of being a person with hearing loss.
Well, and in your own practice, you had told me earlier that you really enjoy working with older adults. Why is that? What is it about working with folks who are experiencing, you know, normal hearing loss that may occur with aging?
Well, you know, I think it's a very rewarding experience. There's so many options available for older adults and for people in general with hearing loss to help them. And most people receive, you know, a significant amount of benefit with amplification or oral rehabilitation. So, you know, it's great to get the family involved, and you see the outcome, and it's just very nice to see people improving and interacting more with their loved ones,
well,
and things like that. So,
would you encourage people to come down and see you at Search if they suspect that a loved one has an issue?
Absolutely. I think even if you just have a concern, I would make an appointment. You know, hearing loss is really common, even, you know, in older adults. About half of Americans over the age of 75 have some degree of hearing loss. So, you know, definitely, you know, get informed, come, you know, make an appointment for your loved one, and you'll check it out.
And, you know, I think a lot of people may tend to think, oh, well, this is just normal. Mm-hmm. We'll just have to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are strategies that people can employ to maybe make life a little easier.
Right. You know, there's a lot of things that happen to us, you know, wear and tear, I guess, as we mature. But that doesn't mean that there's not help available, treatment available, and counseling available. So, you know, definitely I would take advantage of that. And it can only, you know, improve the quality of life of your loved one and the family members as well.
So you'll be speaking at Braveheart this afternoon at their Senses and Dementia workshop. Shoshana, it's almost the last one. How has the series been going?
It's been going really well. We've all the series so far have been increasing attendance, and watching the caregivers light bulbs go off has been really rewarding.
What's some of the feedback you've been getting?
Just like finally understanding what's going on with their loved one, and taking action steps and having those action steps and resources to then move forward has been probably the best feedback we've gotten.
So this luncheon today, what time, where, and what can people expect?
Yes, so it is today at noon, and it's at the Pioneer Home Manager's house. It's right next to the Pioneer's home, and lunch will be served. And we also are providing respite for caregivers. So if you have a loved one, if you just call ahead, we will have a space for them to do an activity.
What's the number, the phone number?
747-4600.
Well, the last one is coming up next week. What's that one about?
It's actually next month.
Next month.
Yes.
Okay.
It's November 19th at noon, and that one is on mindfulness. And Dr. Kevin Settles of the Neurobehavioral Consultants will be presenting.
Okay. Well, we are just about out of time. Shoshana, Summer, anything you'd like to add?
No, I just encourage everybody to come to luncheon today.
Okay. Well, thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Melissa.
Well, we have been speaking with Summer Dunn, an audiologist at Search, and Shoshana Schmidt, communications and program manager at Braveheart Volunteers. Coming up this afternoon at Braveheart is their Senses and Dementia workshop all about hearing loss. Good morning.